This is Tom Arms of LookAhead.com's World Report for the week beginning the 5th of December. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Brexit is back on the agenda with the British Supreme Court hearing on the case to stop the government from starting exit negotiations without the approval of Parliament. European unity is also under attack in Italy as a result of an Italian constitutional referendum, the results of which should be known in the early hours of Monday morning. A no vote could lead to Italy ditching the euro. Germany's ruling Christian Democratic Union Party holds its annual conference on Tuesday and Wednesday, the last before federal elections. While in France on Thursday, a Paris court delivers its verdict in the tax fraud case against former budget minister Jerome Cahuzac. Next week is Nobel Week in Scandinavia, with the highlight of the Nobel Peace Prize on Sunday to Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. Back to London, where London's underground drivers are planning a two-day walkout next week. Industrial action is also threatened in Greece, and a general strike is expected in Tunisia on Thursday. On Tuesday and Wednesday, NATO foreign ministers meet in Brussels. This is quickly followed by a meeting of the foreign ministers of the 57-nation Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Back to Monday, and the long-running trial against Bosnian Serb army leader Ratko Mladic draws to a close with closing arguments to the International Criminal Court. On the election front, there's a postponed general election in Ghana, presidential elections in the breakaway Moldovan province of Transnistria, parliamentary elections in Macedonia and Romania, and a constitutional referendum in Kyrgyzstan. And finally, Friday is International Day Against Corruption. Politicians and shady businessmen of the world, beware. And that was next week's News Today from LookAhead.com. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 5th of December. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. On Monday, Britain's Supreme Court starts its hearing on whether or not the government of Prime Minister Theresa May is acting illegally in formally starting exit negotiations from the European Union without the approval of Parliament. If the case goes against the government, it is likely that the start of Brexit negotiations will be delayed beyond the projected end of March start date. This in turn makes it less likely that negotiations will be completed before the elections due in May 2020. Another big factor in the Brexit talks and the future of Europe is the position of the German government. Chancellor Angela Merkel is seen as a steadying influence, and she recently announced that she would seek a fourth term. Next Tuesday, her Christian Democratic Union Party hold their last annual conference before elections, to be held sometime between August and October. In Italy, a referendum on streamlining creaky government processes has turned into a vote of confidence in the political establishment. If, as expected, Prime Minister Matteo Renzi loses, he will resign and open the door to an election. This could bring the fast-rising five-star movement to power, and they have sworn to take Italy out of the euro. NATO foreign ministers meet on Tuesday and Wednesday in Brussels. On the agenda will be the Russian decision to move tactical nuclear weapons into Kaliningrad, and the Kremlin's successes in Syria. The Europeans will seek reassurances about continuing U.S. commitment following Donald Trump's campaign rhetoric on NATO. The 28 NATO foreign ministers leave Brussels for Hamburg and the 57-nation summit of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, which includes Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. There, the main event will be an initiative by 14 European countries, including France and Germany, but excluding the UK, to start fresh conventional weapons talks with Moscow. The Tunisian government has ordered austerity measures to deal with the country's economic problems, but this is not to the liking of the Tunisian public sector labor union, the UGTT. It is expected next Thursday to stage a general strike if the government does not unfreeze the wages in the draft budget plan for next year. Monday to Friday of next week, the International Criminal Court starts hearing the closing arguments in the long-running saga of the trial of Bosnian Serb army commander Ratko Mladic. Mladic stands accused of genocide, crimes against humanity, and violations of the laws or customs of war. He was on the run for 16 years before his capture in 2011. The trial started in 2012 and has involved the testimony of 377 witnesses. And that was next week's News Today from lookahednews.com. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.